In many of our applications, we're going to deal with semi-definite matrices. A symmetric matrix is called partial definite or semi-definite. We're going to use the notation of a greater than 0, a or greater than or equal to 0. If a corresponding quadratic function is positive for all non-zero x. Now this is, of course, we're not going to use the quadratic function to check whether it's positive definite or not. It's usually very easy to check whether a matrix is positive definite or not by just looking at, for example, arguments. If all the arguments are positive, then it's positive definite. If all the arguments are positive, non-negative, it's positive semi-definite. So this is fairly easy to see. There are many, many other ways of looking at it. Some of the useful property is that, well, when you have a partial semi-definite matrix, you can always decompose it into a product of two matrices, a BB transpose, where B has a dimension of M by R, where R can be any number greater than the rank of A. Now, in particular, you can take B, the R equal to the rank of A matrix. In that case, you get a minimum rank decomposition. This kind of decomposition is useful. We're going to use that later on, actually, in many places. We're going to assume the fact that whenever we talk about partial semi-definite, they say, well, we can do a decomposition like this. There are also certain relationship we can derive with, for example, if you have two kinds of decompositions for a matrix, so BB star equal to C transpose C star, where B, C have different dimensions, then you can actually find a matrix which is a part of the unitary matrix. It's not a unitary matrix because U itself is not necessarily square. Such a B equal to UC. And this is fairly easy to derive, though. We're not going to go into too detail here. Now, another property we're going to use is that for any partial semi-definite matrix, then we can define a square root of the matrix. What I mean by square root is that, well, you can define the matrix as the square of another matrix. Okay, here we're going to use as A square root, 1 over 2, to denote the square matrices. Now, unlike the decomposition we use the BB star, because B is itself is not necessarily square, okay, and symmetric. Here we are required the matrix itself, the square root, itself is symmetric and partial semi-definite. Okay. Now, one of the way to compute a square root of matrix is very easy to just use in the argument decomposition, because the matrix is semi-definite, we can always do a argument decomposition, or actually you can do a singular decomposition, though. You have like A equal to U lambda U star, where lambda is a diagonal matrix, then you can just take the square root of each diagonal elements. You end up with a square matrix of A, U sigma, A square root of U star. So this is fairly easy to shoot.